Hey there, lovely listeners, and welcome to Medicine for the Dead. I'm Matt, and this week's podcast is going to be a little something different while the gang takes the week off. One of the things that we love most about doing this show is having a reason to hang out, and nothing makes that more obvious than the ridiculousness of our own and off-air conversations. I thought a cool way to honor the authenticity of our friendships and the show in general would be to give you, the listener, a peek behind the curtain with some of the off-air banter preceding a few recent episodes. Please enjoy this behind-the-scenes collection of Medicine for the Dead.
Nationalist, racist, sexist. He kind of encompasses it all.
He got it all.
He's all this.
You're going to do something,
nailed
do it right.
It. Yeah. That's still my favorite quote from the last episode. Nailed it. You sound so pissed when you say it, too.
What did I say?
Well, BJ goes, hello, and welcome to Medicine for the Dead. And you go, nailed it. And I backed up and listened to that several times. First, I was like, wait, who said that? That was really good. And I figured out it was you. And I was like, bumping up in volume.
That's the thing I hate about our fuck up episodes is like there are like these great moments.
There's
in
moments in every one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second half of last week was really good. Maybe I could take that and the one from 2 weeks ago and put them together.
Just these two prior to divorce court, you know.
Oh, did you guys already have a discussion?
No.
Who's you work divorce? It all out?
I don't know. Well, apparently we were tiffing last week. I was drunk and you were
I was going to kill you over Zoom.
Yeah, but what was I supposed to do about it? You like don't communicate.
Well, we're having a group therapy session. Hey, should we start this episode talking about that?
Maybe.
And then move into sports?
The failed episode?
Well, that was the thing. I was like so happy last week because like I was drunk and it was the start of baseball season. I was in like a good mood. We had just won in an incredible fashion.
Okay, hold tight. That's exactly the angle to start with. That'll lead into the actual topic.
You know, okay, right. Let me get a pee-pee.
I don't need your validation.
Pee the pepper. I'll pee the pepper.
I don't know how to love you back.
I could with a knife.
I'm so scared I'm going to be sleepy as fuck tomorrow.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
You have to start early, right? But you gave yourself extra time.
I don't have meetings, so I want to talk to people, but I still have to
go to the gym. And so
you got your shot today?
No, I'm not going to the gym tomorrow. Wednesdays are my day off.
Like,
but
sweet, more COVID.
Yeah, I'm still going to try to start working at 8.
Dude.
I have so much shit I need to do. I went to leave the house today, and my boss sent me a text and was like, hey, can you do this one last thing? And I was just like, no.
Should have sent him that picture I sent you of you burning your last fuck.
Yeah, I should have.
I get really mad whenever I get an email for work after 4 o'clock. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, they send shit to Jen at like 11 o'clock at night. Like, we'll be watching TV and she'll get she always has some fucking device, like her watch or her phone or whatever, and her government stuff's all routed to it. And somebody will be like,
I refuse to do.
Yeah, with like, there's some important thing that has to be done right now. And I'm like, whose job is that actually? Right. And she's like, well, if I don't do it, this person that is supposed to do it, it's not going to see it till the morning. And the person's really going to be hurt by it is the person that's asking the question, not the person whose responsibility it is to do it. And I'm like, okay, that is all valid, but still that's fucked up that it's you that are doing this right now.
Well, I guess the exception is if I'm expecting an email. That's one thing. Like,
well, that's
if
there's anything, that's that is. Like, you know.
But the worst is like a 4:50 email on a Friday.
Should we tell them what it's like?
You're
a fucking asshole.
Oh, I mean,
I fully embrace do not disturb now. Like, there's one person on the list. Everyone else is just off.
I think, I mean, there's a reason I don't pay attention to text messages or anything like that.
Because you hate all of us. I know.
No, I mean, it's people have no boundaries. And I mean, I get.
That's true.
I have to deal with client stuff through like Etsy, through my two email addresses, through my phone, through text messages, through Instagram, through my Facebook, account.
Yeah.
People don't have boundaries. Like, they just think whatever they use is appropriate. And then they'll like hit you up there. And then they'll get pissed at you because you didn't check your Facebook, Messenger or whatever. And
that's part of why I am not even on Facebook. It's just like too much pressure to respond immediately. And like, people don't have boundaries. They expect an immediate gratification. I remember like early on in the, after I had stopped using Facebook, I got a friend request from like some random guy. And I guess I didn't see it for like a couple days.
Visual
and
realization.
Then I like accepted it and then didn't go back for a while. It was one of those things like musician dude. who has mutual friends, so I usually accept those. And then I like was off again for like a week or two, and I went back and I had gotten like a message from him. And but like he was having this conversation with himself because I didn't respond to the initial message, and he was like, "Why accept a friend request if you're not going to respond?"
On the table, by the way.
So the other thing to like just kind of point of comparison that you guys can relate to is you sit at a desk when you're at work.
Sometimes
you're by a computer.
Yeah,
you can answer emails. I think Kat, you do the same thing.
A lot of my job right now.
But when you guys are like, when you guys are at a gig, in the middle of a gig,
yeah,
are you checking your text messages or calling
people? I'll tell you what, that shit will pop up. It'll pop up on my iPad when I'm mixing or reading. And also, I will text her while I'm playing.
Oh, I was trying to play with one hand and text somebody back. Yeah.
But I will get messages that come up when I'm in the midst.
But the point is, like, if you're in a moment where you like really need to focus,
it is frustrating.
And you get that.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And I always get pissed at like the 23-year-old project manager who's like at her desk all day long and just sends me, "What are you fucking doing?"
He's panning you.
Finding your spot.
Oh, yeah. But, fuck you. Stop doing that.
Also, Josh is to the right, but he's sitting to my left. That's fucking with my brain so
I know.
Hard. You should
go over there.
I try to pan everyone a little bit.
No, I know. It's all good.
It's a little harsh today. Go ahead, Christian.
Pansexual?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, they'll send a bunch of emails or whatever and get pissed that I don't respond to them immediately. And it's like, do you want me to do the work or do you want me to email you?
Right.
I can only do one at a time.
And they're like, "Look at this old motherfucker."
Well, conversely, you know, they have no social skills anymore.
Oh God, dude, the So I do this thing with my ensemble students. We create a group text at the beginning of every semester because when I need to tell them to do something, that's the quickest way to make it happen. It's I go, "This is the chart for next week," or "Fucking this person can't show up, so rehearsal's moving to this time," or whatever. Right? Those motherfuckers will get on there and ask me stupid questions or send me YouTube clips, and I'm like, this unfortunately is my personal phone number. Like, please fucking don't do that. Yeah. I hate that so much. It drives me nuts.
That's but then nice just the interpersonal skills. Like, there's like monotone.
It's blunt.
How to have affect and be appropriate.
Partially because they don't get as emotionally affected.
Yeah.
They can eat a text that should hurt and it won't. And I don't know how to do that. Like, if I've done something and you're disappointed with me, even if you're just short and you're not normally, I'm like, now we're not friends anymore. I hate this part. Like, and I'm just too fucking emotional.
Imagine being friends with me.
I can imagine that. I didn't realize that
like ending a sentence with a period in a text message was like an aggressive thing, apparently.
It depends on your tone, but you can use it as an act of aggression.
Yeah.
Especially if your tone is normally
if someone doesn't typically
like an exclamation mark or an emoji or whatever.
Right.
If it's just a period.
I properly punctuate.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Guys. Like,
that's my tone. My tone is punctuation.
I use some fucking commas, that's for damn sure.
Fucking grammar.
That fucking Kate brought up a good one today. What do you guys think about the response that's just one letter? K.
I hate K.
It's only acceptable if if it's understood that you're in, like, doing something else,
like,
and
driving,
it's just
or something.
Yeah. I would rather get an agreement to a text as an affect to the text as opposed to that, because that feels more like you're like, okay, I hear this moment, I'm agreeing to that. We'll probably talk about something else later, and it's not getting in the way of the moment.
I've taken to using MK instead of K, so just like MMK. It's just like,
that just sounds like more like a dick.
Is it?
Okay. No, MK softens the K a little bit.
Like, No. Oh. It sounds like he's going, okay.
I mean, that's sometimes what it means.
I know.
But it's not meant to be like in a dick way. It's just like kind of like an ambiguous question. And it
like, sounds like a dick way.
It
sounds dickish.
It's not dickish, but you know.
Do you want me to see it? We could probably get some 23-year-olds. I could get my whole fucking stupid ensemble, get their opinion on it. They're actually younger
than
that.
Really,
they're all 20. I bet I could get them to come on and talk about being dumb Gen Zers.
That's probably
you have to frame it that way, fun. Though.
Yeah, no, I will. I shit on them all the time.
You morons want to talk about being morons?
I'm so mean to them, and they think it's
so
funny.
You talk about being incontinent?
They think I'm being hilarious, and I'm like, why the fuck did you guys not learn this song? And they're like, you're so funny. And I'm like, I hate all of you.
I would actually be interested to
guarantee you some of them would come. Some of them listen to it. I have three students who regularly listen to the podcast and love it.
Wow,
but they're ultra liberal, so. I mean, it's obvious.
Can't imagine why they'd love this.
Right. Type. One of them's Puerto Rican, and she's like, yeah, fuck Trump. And I'm like, I agree.
Have her come on.
I know exactly which student, because she was listening during the presidential election.
Yes, and commenting. Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Did that get deleted? That whole thing's gone.
Oh,
right?
It's long gone. I wanted to know if it's
that. That's all right. I was all COVID-y. I had the only hangover that's ever made me feel like I was going to die the next morning.
There was no like code. There wasn't a single cogent thought in that entire thing.
Actually, there were some, but most were me reading side texts that people were sending me. Ask this question. And I'm like, here's a thought. I was so drunk. I was just saying whatever they wrote.
Well, it also, because the night of, it looked like it could have was a bad draw. Ending. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, we're going to fucking do this again. Great.
Oh, yeah. It just got darker and weirder and drunker. It's fucking... I fucking hate everything.
Well, no, you were having a shit day.
I was having a shit day.
You were in a dark place. Yeah,
I was in a very dark place. Yeah. Yep. That's true.
Drank a lot of scotch.
Drank all the scotch, and then I gave it back.
Gave it back to the earth. Donated to the earth. Yeah.
All right. That we're at 8:30.
Wasn't the random one that I showed up for, because I think it was the insurrection where I got here late and everyone was just like, we're drinking whiskey. And I was like, hi. Oh, yeah.
It's funny when you listen to the first part of that, like I'm so angry and like I sound like I'm already whiskey drunk and I was still sober.
Sober.
Yeah. And then I got whiskey drunk on top of that sober anger.
I will say this. I looked at our metrics and my drunk episode is still our most listened to. So
is it?
Yes, it is.
That you mean Islands episode?
Well, it's my drunk episode. Because that's what everybody commented about.
That or, one.
Clarify, that my most episode. Drunk episode.
That was a fun episode, even though it got a little...
Yeah, it circled back. It got back on.
Yeah, when I got sober again.
It went off the, it went off the rails a little bit.
Or took a nap with pizza. Yeah.
Well, Matt, like, walking the full fucking plank, seeing the water and going, I don't want to fall in. And then coming back, like...
Oh, no, I dove in, swam around, and then got back out. I had to climb up
you
on
kinda,
the plank.
Yeah, you kind of like...
It's like a little pizza ladder.
Hung down. Two knives and a hook. Just coming back.
Dip the toesies in.
Christ.
Nope, there's sharks in this water. I'm going back on the boat.
Not a good human.
All right, so this is a redo of episode 30. So do we want to do any, like... what's the thing that we call it? I want to say insurrection because somebody just said that and now it's
no, that's not
introspection.
It.
Introspection.
I'm going to. I thought we were. Okay. I'm going to introspect in the bathroom.
I think let's stick with the main theme that we kind of came up with.
Okay.
Because I think the problem with last time is we went too broad and then had nothing to say or didn't have the right things to say.
And then BJ got mad at me and then he was like, I don't want to talk about any of the things we've been talking about for 20 minutes.
And then I was like, I have an extra set of parents. Bye.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, can we recap that episode that way exactly?
I think that's entirely possible.
Oh, that's amazing.
I feel like that's already recorded now.
It's done.
All right. Well,
recapped.
Done.
By the way, having you guys all over there and having you.
I know, you're next, Gunnar.
I'm fucking, well, at least I'm on a swivel chair.
Yeah, BJ's going to get exercise.
He is. It's going to be good for
first
him.
First time today.
That's the same, clearly not at Josh's house.
Wiggles. He's wiggling.
Did you notice, by the way, that I took this Craftsman thing and put a drum throne on it?
I just now did that
and
you said
it's
that.
It's fucking dope.
That's brilliant. I have one of those Craftsman things, but I need my drum throne, so I can't do that to it.
I got a bunch.
I'm not taking your drum throne. I'll take that motorcycle, though.
I can't give you that motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's so badass.
Isn't it so pretty?
I'm gonna spit on it so it's mine.
Is that how that works?
No. I've tried. That's not how that works.
I was going to say, I feel like there's a lot of spit around.
I've spit on at least everything in here twice.
So. Oh, well, that's fair.
Good.
I'm just going to keep my hands on my lap.
Oh, don't get too close. This is the leprosy table.
Leper what?
Oh, I feel like I should drink. This feels like that kind of episode.
You can have one if you want.
I can have a White Claw. That doesn't count as drinking.
No, it's only 100 calories.
Can I mix it with liquor? Do we have liquor for me to mix it with?
That like, counts as drinking.
Like I did last time. That
I'm
I had
just tired of waking up the next day with like full person. Stay Puff bloat. Right. Like, Jesus, oh, wait, I drink 30 beers right? Last night.
Oh, okay.
Then yeah. I don't know. Except for the ice. I always feel better when I drink cocktails.
You know what's funnier, too? I just realized we've gotten drunk 35 weeks in a row.
That like, is true.
Consistently, yeah. Like every week. Every
it's a group effort, but
somebody's gotten drunk.
Yeah. That's what I meant by that. We passed the torch.
Yeah. We've been drinking consistently.
I do think we're overdue for another cocktail episode.
I agree.
I'll buy into that.
I think it should come without warning, too. Like you should just bring like spiked beers where you inject them.
I will up front make the promise that no matter what I'm supposed to do, I will buy into that moment too.
You bring cocktails and he'll dose us all with acid.
I've never done.
Move. I'll dose you all with ribs.
I was going to say, I have never done a hallucinogen. I have no idea what that would turn into.
You come up with a food menu and I'll make like
the drinks.
Good cocktails.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, let's start this fucking thing.
I'll come up.
When that happens, someone warn me so I cannot eat anything else all day.
No, everybody's got to take the day off.
They got to try my ribs this week.
Or wait till she's done with her shred, and then it won't fucking matter.
That's true.
No, what you should do is go to the gym like 3 times that day and just get in a huge caloric deficit. Then you can just...
That's not how that works.
Till you're done.
Totally how it works. Trust me, I'm a scientist.
Wait, what are you...
She's doing a shred.
Yeah, I'm cutting down for a photo shoot. So I'm not going to be eating normal until like July.
Fuck.
I'll pick up the slack. It's fine.
That's made him sad. Long. That made him feel sad.
But like, I can account for stuff, so I can just like.
Can you
alter
do
my day.
Like low calorie, low sugar?
I can have whatever. I just it changes what I do the rest of my day.
Okay.
All right.
I just need a plan for it.
Sorry, we'll talk
ready?
After.
Yeah. Swing away.
Fuck you, Mr. Responsible.
I just want to start the fucking episode.
You should call him that.
So we can talk on purpose.
I love Christian like that.
I always talk on purpose.
I wish I just had like 8 darts right here. Like a sunk.
That's the start of the episode, by the way.
Yeah, I think
I always
that is
talk on purpose. That was amazing.
All right, we'll make a marker of that. Delete.
Don't worry, I'm the one that's gonna edit and mix it now, so it didn't fucking matter.
I know, that's so
dude. BJ's gonna be like, I thought I talked more then. No.
The stress of that not being on my shoulders.
You
like
just did the intro and it was just silent the whole time. That's weird.
Welcome to Good night, motherfuckers. All right. So
we paused.
Hold on. Give me a fucking second. It's like it's high pressure.
He's trying to talk on purpose.
I've only done 35 weeks in a row.
You're not
it'll be
enough.
The first time in his life.
You're saying 35 weeks, but this is only episode 30. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because we fucked up.
There's some episode
we fucked up a couple times.
We did have a few fuck ups.
Yeah.
Damn it, Tim.
You just get the thing
did
about
you just shit on your friend?
Yeah.
Tim was terrible.
I mean, he was.
I mean,
hello,
also, also, damn it, Kate, for that matter. But
I love Kate was terrible too.
Yeah, but she was bad.
Yeah,
but we love Kate.
We love Kate.
We love Kate.
All right, ready? Hello, and welcome to episode 30.2 of Medicine for the Dead.
Point two.
It would be 30.1. Actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can probably talk about it for like 3 hours.
It makes me want to scream.
No, I'm going to start there because
yeah, it makes you want to throw up your hands and holler like Marvin Gaye. Like, no, not that. That's not what it does.
Yeah,
but you've been there.
Not at all.
Did you have an exclusion done?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. I spent a week inside there. It
really?
Was awesome. Yeah.
Do you like glow or anything? Or, like,
I got a third leg that's really long.
Did you go see that claw?
What? That was not on air. I am going to revisit the fuck out of that. God damn it.
Nice. Abandoned buildings around the world?
Yeah. Chernobyl's probably the main one. I've been all over the U.S. like checking out spots.
Ooh, have you been to 3 Mile?
No. Well, 3 Mile's not really abandoned.
Oh, is it still in production? They just did a thing
it's
on it.
It's just
NPR.
Like, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's like dormant, but it doesn't.
They had a little whoopsie.
Sometimes it's fun to explore places that aren't abandoned yet.
Yeah.
That's how you get arrested and spend a night in Baltimore City.
Turns out it was an apartment building.
It's not fun.
I've actually been in a police car a couple times with handcuffs for that.
We didn't ask you about your kinky nightlife.
Yeah.
Hey, have you done Henryton?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I did that when I was like a kid. That place was like, you know, the spot.
Yeah, when we first moved. Which
didn't they knock it down?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone now? Fuck.
It knocked it down 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
It was a little gremlin.
Who's got a phone near the mic cable?
Everybody.
I mean, I don't. I definitely.
Matt, you're always in all of the mics. You're fucking booming ass. You're like, you have the perfect. Your voice frequency is like they're the perfect thing.
Yeah,
to
you
get
know who else
them.
Is also in all of the mics?
Exactly.
Sky.
Yeah.
Not so tall, girl. Close.
Do that just like that. Yeah.
It's like a creepy close talker.
That's why I'm quiet, is because you guys never hear when I'm actually trying to say something.
No, we stopped the entire podcast for you to say stuff. And then you shut the fuck down.
No, it's because Matt makes it ultra awkward.
You do that when I kind of actually don't have anything to say.
Okay, that's also true. Sorry about that.
You look like you're thinking about something, Christian.
Yeah. Shit, some
he does that to me too, though. He's like, oh, Kat looked like she's going to say something. And I'm just leaning my nose.
She does occasionally hold herself up.
Trying
with
to nap, actually. Is
sleeping with my eyes open.
These mics are comfortable.
All right, fuck you guys. I'm not fucking leading anybody in.
Where are you from originally?
Ugh. There it is. North Carolina.
I've been waiting to ask this like a whole time. Yeah, like, okay. The minute you said your name, I was like, yeah, from around here.
Central North Carolina.
Okay.
Originally.
My family's from Rocky Mountain.
All right, now. Okay. Yeah, we're from Lexington, so that's Rocky Mountain's way less boring. So.
No, it was boring when I was down there.
Oh, no, there's nothing there. It's just like somewhere other than the very middle of the state. So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of still love North Carolina, like topographically. Like, I don't like most of the people there or most of the politics, but I like the state. I love the mountains. And Asheville's
yeah, you got the tail of the dragon out amazing. There and everything. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's an amazing state. It's just got some shitty politics.
Exactly. I mean, a lot like Maryland. I mean, there's massive mountains and a really great coastline.
Maryland is like one of the blandest states. We're like a swamp that was built on.
Well, I guess that's kind of true, but like fucking Indiana,
even like
Indiana's bland as fuck.
The one lake we have is a man-made lake.
Yeah, all the lakes.
I think all of our
man-made,
lakes in Maryland are man-made.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What do you count?
There's no real.
What lake are you counting?
Deep Creek, the big lake in the state.
Yeah, I was thinking about the reservoir.
I was thinking about Columbia.
That's like a pond.
Yeah, they're all man-made.
No, none of the other ones are actually lakes.
The Liberty Reservoir is real fucking big, though. Like it's
Liberty's
probably
huge.
As big as Deep Creek. Yeah, it just isn't. It's like it winds all through back there.
They flooded a town to make that one.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in upstate New York where there's real lakes.
Well, Lottie's fucking dog.
This guy, the Finger Lakes over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your
Finger Lakes
your ass.
The Ricky Lakes.
there's the weed.
That's what you guys got.
Good.
All right.
To me, you aren't supposed to see across the lake.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'll buy that.
So we have one of those, but it's called the ocean.
Oh yeah, well the bay.
Yeah, that's an ocean. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, it is.
It's salty.
You drinking lake water?
You're salty. Like all of us.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Right. This is the first time I've seen a Natty Bow can in over a year.
And it's lukewarm. It's your lucky day.
It's pretty cool. Or pretty cold.
You're pretty cool.
It also is like the size of like my hand. I feel like I'm like holding like a child.
They're the same size as like alcohol wise or
volume.
Volume is the word. My God.
Today on Bill Nye.
Volume
and alcohol.
You're wicked high.
Wait, I think Josh needs the drunk stick already.
No,
I'm not drunk.
That's not drunk.
This is my first half of the year.
The inebriated influenced stick.
Usually I can see his eyes when he's here.
Yeah. What? Who's talking?
Have you seen that meme going around that's like, you know, this guy can lift 100 kilograms of feathers. This guy can lift 100 kilograms of it's like something heavy. I don't fucking remember, iron or steel or whatever. And then like it's supposed to be like you want to be the badass guy. And then all the comments initially under it are like, that's the dumbest fucking thing ever. Unless this is a joke, they weigh the same thing. And then under that comment are all these dudes been like, no, dude, bruh. Steel's way heavier than feathers. And like every time the guy tries to explain how, okay, we're not talking by volume. We're talking about actual weight. Yes, 100 kilograms of feathers is going to be a fuck ton of feathers. Yeah. And every explanation he gives.
It's like the one time during the pandemic where I was like, oh, I can order this little bag of marshmallows from Amazon and not thinking a pound bag of marshmallows would be this big.
Exactly that.
That's amazing.
But then every answer is like, did you really? No, bro, you're wrong. Steel's way heavier than feathers. Like every answer under it's so good, dude.
That's so bad.
I'm sure my future boyfriend was in
that. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, everybody you've dated is responding to this right now.
We always do this right here, and there's a fucking little tiny hole in the floor, and the fucking chair keeps rolling into it. I go, oh.
You know that, yet it's still happening.
I fucking forgot.
You want to
switch?
This
is on wheels. We can move
stationary
the whole
drum throne.
No.
Like why don't you like pour like some epoxy and do one of your dioramas there?
Good. That sounds kinky. That would be awesome.
Is it diorama?
There's a new Feifel. I love new Feifel.
Is the one I saw yesterday?
Yep.
That's amazing.
He's not dead yet.
Oh, look at the new saw.
Yeah.
He's so pretty.
Yeah. BJ has had a good week.
Yep.
Getting new toys and buying
cash,
fake money.
Cashed out.
Fake
I haven't bought anything yet.
Oh God!
I didn't buy that. I didn't buy the CNC next to it. I didn't buy that motorcycle.
You son of a bitch!
You know
I'm not paying you the second.
Technically, you can change the code and just never let him back in here again.
He couldn't get in today. He was trying to get in here to fuck with something.
Yeah, because the code's wrong.
Yeah, it referred to its old code.
That's weird.
Oh, no. what is the old code?
It's just backwards of the current one. Yeah. Yeah. You're like fucking Jimmy. Like oh, what? Who's Phil?
Oh wait, we can't know the code. Everybody already knew the fucking code. What about
you? Said it with like reluctance, like
it's good.
Son of the beast.
Make sure you put it in the middle of the episode.
Yeah,
I'll work that out.
Are we ready?
Okay.
Yeah, the episode hasn't.
You were catching this on a particularly, I don't know.
Everyone's fucking feisty.
Yeah. I like it. Like like this isn't normal. This feels pretty normal.
It's been getting more and more intense.
Yeah.
I think we're just like we need human contact. Fuck.
I was like chilly back there, and now I'm here, and I'm hot. I'm having hot flashes.
Sorry, you're sitting really close to me.
I know, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's just all the sex.
Are you going through menopause? Is that what's happening right now?
Huh?
No, man.
Through menopause?
It's menopause.
Evan keeps tapping on BJ pause. With that third leg. And that flannel got a little too warm. Yeah, man.
He's fucking
under the table from around the corner, just like wham. If you just start sliding this way, yeah. We'll know what's going on.
Fucking ray gun. I panned you into the left ear so I wouldn't have you as much of my right ear, and then I put in the left ear. And it's
how'd that work out? Good for you.
I have I hear you plenty in the room. I need less of you here and more I can just.
Yeah, it was real hard to edit myself out of anything. I had to cut all of the mics to make that happen.
Or did you actually have to do that?
Well, during that intro that I made, there was multiple parts all smooshed together.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that.
Oh, and the ending, which when we just gave him props for shitting on the entire conversation and then going, good night, motherfuckers. I had to tighten that up.
Oh,
I haven't gotten there yet.
Don't spoil it.
You were there. You're literally
there. I don't remember saying Paul Manafort was the commissioner of baseball.
I can't wait to listen to that one.
You don't remember 5 minutes ago right now.
I'm fine. It's fine.
Everything is fine. It's fucking fine. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So usually we do a little intro thing. We fuck around for a little while, and then I'll bring you on, and then we'll discuss finding stuff.
Nailed it.
Cool. It's just going to be that for 3 hours. You guys ready?
Don't be touch loud. The
table. Give me a sec. Okay.
God damn it. I have to edit that out now. Stop it.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's not showing up in much of this Russian thing. Sputnik, yes. It's very good. This is 31, right?
You hear me? Can you hear me? They're terrible. Oh,
that's your later volume is what I said.
Is my volume okay, BJ? Christian's very concerned.
Just put your fucking mouth on the goddamn
mic. It's on the mic. What do you want me to do?
It couldn't be any closer. It couldn't be
I'm already eating it. I can't eat it
any
further.
I mean, it could be inside of him, but...
Matt, you can have three more dB.
Actually, it'd be closer if it was down there on the other side.
This is going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Disagree.
All right, hold on.
That's because we're having a good time. That's when they're bad.
I concur.
I'm actually talking and...
Yeah, you showed up to this one. How did that happen? I don't know, man.
I'm ecstatic about it.
I'll stop talking now.
Dude, don't. My favorite two people interaction that's happened in all of 2021 was you and Kat Webster sitting on that couch together.
That was fucking.
You want to talk about two people that don't belong in the same space?
No, dude.
The same time.
I looked over and it was fucking shit. 1974 on the couch. Kat's just insane. Chris is sitting there all chill with his little fucking hat on. And it was you guys are playing in the other room. I was this is fucking bizarre.
It was
a vibe in here yesterday, man.
Oh my God.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm so sad I missed
that. Really is a yin and yang kind of
and
scenario.
Not in a bad way. You guys totally vibe.
You look so fucking content. You're just sitting there with a little smile on your face, having a good time.
I don't know what you guys were up to, but it's all good, man.
You're not recording it, are you?
Actually.
No.
This is the best of real.
The best of real.
Best
Our
of
show got turned into the best of real. Right on.
It's boozy, sparkling water.
That's true.
I love
right,
the description.
Right, but it's actually a tiny bit spicy, which is weird.
It's spicy? It's habanero.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
What's the flavor?
Habanero pina colada.
Yeah. Oh, Oscar Blues.
That's, sounds good.
Well, the spice
and
the coconut.
This is a new cocktail version, and I was just I don't know. I'll get it. I'll see what happens. Didn't look at the flavors.
Cocktail version?
That's what it says on the label.
Did you pick them out based on their color?
Like, no.
This is pretty.
No, it was like, this is a case I haven't drank before.
I've got to say, as those like seltzers go, like the Wild Basin's the one I've liked the most.
Yeah, they're decent.
Yeah, I thought I liked Oscar Blues until my sisters who live in Colorado told me they didn't. It was not a good brewery. It's like, yeah, no, okay, sure. I guess.
I've heard bad things about their beer.
Oh, you didn't drink the whole
fucking
thing.
Colorado people.
That was the other thing. Kat made you play hide the bottle, which I'm just getting that on tape.
Where'd you put it? Where did it go?
I really missed out.
That was lovely.
Something.
That was a lovely really setup.
I love that I came in and you guys were like, hey, I was like, what are you doing?
Well, she was so into fucking with you. And yeah, Christian was so like, just playing along uncomfortably. It was amazing.
Yeah, she was so into it. And then like when the time came, she just fucking shat the whole thing out.
How
like,
did you think that was going to go down, dude?
I don't know her. I mean, I thought it was just going to be boring in the long.
Angry that she gave up on the joke?
No, she didn't give up on the joke. She forced
it. Like,
uncomfortably in the best
way. It
was
like a 5-year-old who like is really
like
excited
about something
about,
very
oh God,
different.
This is horrible. I'm saying this. It's like a little kid who's really excited about a joke, but like doesn't have the patience to actually wait for the punchline.
Oh, right, sure,
and, like,
yeah.
Oh, dude, Phoenix's jokes right now are amazing. He's like, hey, Dad, you want to hear a joke? I'm like, yeah. He's like, there's a guy standing on a fire hydrant. And I'm like, yeah, it's a joke.
I mean, he understands the concept that it's supposed to be something that's not right.
So right, right.
He's,
yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
got like he's got the first part down.
The fundamental, there's no punchline. It's just like, yeah, I agree.
Just
that is a
setup's
joke.
Down.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Is that what parenting is? Just making excuses for kids not being funny?
Yes.
Yeah. Ask your mom and dad.
They wouldn't know. They have the funniest child alive.
Listen,
I don't know about the funny part.
You calm
but
down
the
with your stabby objects.
Probably, yeah, that's what parenting
later.
Is about.
Okay. Are we ready?
Are we going to play hide the knife? That sounds dangerous.
In who?
At who?
Assertively. Yeah. You guys want to do a podcast now?
You're
right. I'm in. Take us away, dear
you're
leader.
You ready? Guests, you guys want the loud intro or the quiet intro?
Ooh.
Saucy.
I got to turn the fan off.
Quiet sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
We're in a roll.
Is that two in a row? With the quiet That's ones. Two in a row, right?
It's gentle.
Quietly saucy.
BJ's so angry, he just got up and walked away.
Yeah. It might be three in a row.
He's like, fuck this.
No.
Did Cadetta? A fan
no more soft
Did
Cadetta
get the quiet or loud intro?
She had the loud.
Did she ask for loud?
Test.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she did. So, Cadetta. Mm-hmm. Maya. That's who wanted it. The soft one.
She's lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was quite lovely.
I follow her page on Instagram now.
Yeah.
She sells stuff that looks really awesome. So I can't
really
wait to try
good. Yeah, like Ricky. You go, you get an order, and then you bring it home and smoke, and then you eat it all.
Ooh,
that's how that works.
I like this.
Yeah.
That's a great way to be. Oh,
yeah. Their triple chocolate explosion shit.
Yeah.
Very good.
Triple chocolate explosion?
Something like that.
I'm all about that.
Cupcakes are flat.
That's how many heart attacks it gets.
Yeah.
Cupcakes are flat so
after
they can hold
the second
more toppings.
That sounds pornographic. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
So quiet intro.
I'm going to go with this voice.
I did wear my cardigan.
I had a cupcake idea that we should like... We should make up a medicine for the dead cupcake and make her sell it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Ooh. I don't know what it would be flavored like besides
I'm not sure
booze.
We can make her sell it.
Oh,
I can figure it out nicely to sell it.
Booze sweats.
Maybe we can collaborate with her and like... Yeah.
That would be cool.
It should be a savory cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Why are you getting so sexy right now, Christian?
Yeah.
It's like you made a sexy face.
I'm all fucked that
man.
Cupcake. Yeah. Yeah.
I can get behind that.
All right. We ready?
Mm.
Okay. We'll just go in this. Look at us in a little horseshoe over here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We know our numbers.
Yeah. You guys, God, I'm so
Thank
proud
you for
of
reminding
you.
Me.
I'm after Christian.
I got you, girl.
All right.
Always after Christian.
You sure you want the quiet one?
You're at last because you're on
like
a Zoom window.
Yeah. It feels like a loud one.
Can you split the difference?
We can split the difference, kind of. Probably.
A medium
can you
one?
Just do a chill one. Chill the fuck out.
No, don't go medium. You can do half high and half low.
Oh, every other word.
How'd BJ die? Well, it's fucking
brain aneurysm.
But yeah. It was interesting, too.
No.
I'll put my knife away. Yeah.
What if I Buffalo Bill. Bring the Glock out and put that on the table?
We could do that, too.
He will do that later.
Or a hunting rifle or something.
Or a musket.
Muskets are here, too. Do you guys? Never mind.
I'm all right.
All right, here we go.
I'm all right.
There's enough beer around that I feel comfortable like this.
Yeah, I got funny stories about that actually in the shop.
Sure,
there's been some very uncomfortable people here as we get drunk and musket safely luge. Explode things.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. Safely. Okay. So we want half cocked? Yes. Is that what we're going for here?
Sure. That seems the proper way to. Right.
No one was talking about cocks yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Now they are.
Now they are. Courtesy of. You, yeah. All right, here we go. So many people, it's so hard. It's like a show.
Is that what this is?
It's glad it is.
Oh, is that what?
Oh, boy.
Hell of a fool. All right. Hello, and welcome to Medicine for the Dead.
Nailed it.
Episode 26. I'm BJ.
It's all right. Hold on.
He separately texted all of us and told you to fuck off. So.
Hello?
No, Audrey came home this
He's got
weekend,
a call from his broker. He's like, sell GameStop.
His broker, huh?
BJ knows I actually did pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you? Did you?
Christian had a. He called me the next day. He goes, you want to hear something stupid?
Did you
like,
sell
yeah.
3 days ago? Please tell me you
no,
sold 3 days ago.
I made out. I
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did. I mean, won't say. If you don't say, I won't say.
Even if you got in before, you'd still make out right now. You wouldn't make
well,
out as much.
I didn't do anything with GameStop. It was like cryptocurrency.
Okay, yeah.
There was some crypto. Like, and I stupidly invested in one that was a joke one like mm-hmm. a long time ago. And I, in all of that, I was looking at it. I'm like, wait a second. That is about to go to 1 cent. That was at like 0.002 cents.
That's an earning.
Yeah. So I put a bunch of money in it. It skyrocketed. I got out right before it like
came back down.
Plummeted, but yeah.
Good that's for awesome. You, man.
He got out at what, 5 cents? It was it maxed at 7 cents that day.
Yes, almost 6 cents.
Yeah.
So 500% return.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent.
That's badass.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
Good day. When you told me that, I was like, you fucking. I mean, I was super happy
beer.
For you, really.
Thanks.
Beer delivery.
Who did that?
Who was this mystery person?
Tell Ryan we
That's
say
why
hi.
That's why I married him.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
Ryan, they say hi.
She's like, go away.
Just put your dick in from the side of the screen.
No, go on. It's a well-trained houseboy that just brings beer on command. That's pretty awesome.
He's the best.
Holy shit. 8:07. We're actually doing pretty good.
I was going to say, like, we actually aren't that off, you know, schedule.
We're starting to build in disaster time. Yeah.
You know what time it is? Time to chug his three beers each.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I got to ask.
Pour some tequila
where's
on
the train?
It'll be here. It usually gets here mid.
It's usually
mid.
It always shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're usually late.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
It never fails.
Oh, I'm going to get my
Can you pull those talking notes?
Order.
My phone is over there. I'm preoccupied.
I was just about to pull them, actually.
Thanks, boss.
I came prepared.
So, BJ, we're going to have a nice, calm intro this week.
I'm not going to yell anymore, man. It's over. It's all over.
Thank you.
The yelling?
Thank you.
No yelling? I'm disappointed.
Was there a reason for that? What caused that?
I mean, you can have the yell. I usually give the option to the guest, and if the guest wants the yell, they get the yell. So, if you'd like the guest, if you as the guest would like the yell, then you have the option.
I do like a yell. It takes me back to my childhood.
We're going to get along so well today.
That was fucking fabulous.
Just a bunch of battered children talking shit about politics.
Can we do like a respectable yell, BJ?
You got it. What's a respectable yell, Josh?
I don't know.
I'm interested just to hear
in
it,
a
though.
Pleasant in a pleasant
so,
tone.
So still do it loud, but go.
Out of curiosity,
Matt understands. Matt understands what I'm going for.
Oh,
here.
Hello. I mean, we can have some fun with it. I'm okay with that. That's fine. We have fun here, guys, don't we?
Christian and I just looked at each other, and we definitely agreed we don't like fun. That's what that look said, 100%.
Sorry, but you misspoke pain.
We know you're both bass players. We understand you don't like fun.
None of those faces look like fun right now.
Love fun.
Hey, I'm not playing my fungin.
No, bass players hold the band together. Don't let anyone tell you.
But not musically, emotionally.
Yes, emotionally. You're right. Right.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know. I've been there.
Oh, I fucking I'm not even remember this.
If I had to pick one, like. One instrument, one person in the band, it would be, always be the bass player to hang out with. They're always the best hang.
I, you know, the weird thing about that is I've never been in a band with a bass player, so I have no way to judge that. It's
but you hang with other bass players.
I mean, we don't really hang out at all.
So then it's you.
It's just me. It's
you're the best hang.
That is it. I would debate that a little bit, but.
And all the bass players I hung with were all like laid back people.
Yeah, that's true. There's And some of them are like exceptionally laid back. Like,
yeah.
Like just don't give a fuck.
I don't know. Matt seems very high maintenance
I
to
am,
me.
I am high maintenance.
You actually might be the most high strung bass player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm high energy. I didn't used to be high strung. If we had met pre-pandemic, I was pretty happy.
No, I know. I met you pre-pandemic.
You were still like the same level of energy though. Like your
that wasn't
levels,
that was just pre-pandemic.
It was just pre-pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Which
wait, what's
been
this pre-pandemic you speak of?
Yeah, the before times.
I don't remember.
Oh, the before times.
That's right.
Isn't that weird?
I vaguely recall.
Pants. You remember pants.
I'm not sure I remember what that was. It's
our
those
oppressors.
I don't miss.
It's been a year.
I could do without those. Post-pandemic, I'm going to find a way.
Lauren, do you want your last name on this too, or do you just want your first name? You're allowed to hide.
I don't
it's okay.
Know. Nah, I don't really need to hide. Plus,
well, then what the fuck's
love
your name?
My last name.
Beemore?
Oh, it's Campbell, like the soup.
Lauren Campbell. That's American as apple shit. Can't
it is. It's just... also Scottish for a family murderer, apparently.
Nice. What the fuck?
No, I got shamed for that in Scotland. When they found out I was a Campbell, they made me sit at the back of this public bus, and they told me that the Campbell clan got kicked out of Scotland because we like murdered this whole other clan after we promised we wouldn't.
So you really
that seems well, apparently you're not supposed to do that.
So it was the problem that you promised you wouldn't.
That's
the
real problem. It's the promise breaking, not
that
the murder.
That's the real problem.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we invited him over. We're like, you can hang out. We will not murder you. And then in the middle of the night, we changed our mind.
Some red wedding.
Oh,
action.
Is this like the
that's
whole
right.
Game of Thrones thing? With
so
the, what was the name of that house?
The phrase.
Wait. Yes, the phrase. Yes, the phrase.
Because.
Yeah.
Yes, we are the phrase.
As I'm getting to know you,
the phrase
that makes
Scotland.
Perfect sense that you would know that.
So, that was in Scotland. Okay. That was in Scotland, right?
It was.
Okay.
In Edinburgh.
So my ancestry is Irish, so that way I don't feel like it was my people that possibly shamed you.
Well, technically, we are Scotch-Irish.
Oh, okay.
So we're a little bit of both.
Maybe you murdered some of my kin as well, which I'm sure they fucking deserve.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coal-powered pickup truck back in the day.
They earned the shit out of that murdering.
Everhearts. In relation to the Bravehearts?
Well, the Everheart name is not... That's not... It's my mom's side. It's the Day, which was O'Day.
O'Day.
Everheart sounds Scottish as hell, though.
It
sounds like the name of a like big clan.
Yeah. It was. It's actually German. It was spelled with a D before the English... the American.
Oh, Everhard?
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Everhard?
That's not the way.
That's what she said.
That's not the way it was pronounced. You made me blush. We haven't even started yet.
Was there a T after the D?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, DT.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I think you should consider changing your name.
I should put the D in there.
Very rock. Yeah.
Slide on it.
Like a dilemma.
Bring that D back.
Yeah.
Hard D at the end.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
So
with
the discussion,
probably best to finish with the hard
D. With the discussion of the Irish and the Scots, like, you know, killing or whatever, and thinking of, like, aggression and violence, I'm thinking about, was reminded of when I was in Ireland, I was walking down the street at night, and these two guys got into a legitimate fight, and
if something comes up where we get off topic,
it just seemed very weird because they like fisticuffs. They actually like did the whole like old like fisticuffs like posturing.
That's awesome.
It was hard to not laugh at that.
I mean,
I fucking love that. Yeah. I want to see more people do that.
Hold on. I think I locked my wife out of the house. 1 second.
I'm sure that was unintentional.
Right.
But he's on the shit list.
She's a hairdresser.
Fucking.
Oh, wow.
Is that why he has such nice hair?
I mean, that's probably why.
I think it's genetics, but anyway.
It's that thing, too. Lauren, you're a college professor, right? Is that what I got? Community college?
I am.
And English community 101? College. English 101, 102?
Yeah.
That's very important for my starting anecdote.
Oh, shit.
I like a self-serving story to start things off.
Just to get it rolling.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's your podcast. You get to do it.
That's why I started the podcast, to tell my own self-serving anecdotes every day. Once a week.
There's a solid amount of truth to that.
But only you're allowed to say
you are setting yourself up, buddy.
See, I feel like the issue is the first thing is meant to destroy, right? It's meant for all the softballs to come in and smash me in the face. It's later, when I'm being honest.
I agree.
Was the issue.
But that's when it's fun to attack you, when you're almost crying, right. Just to make you cry.
The last episode was so aggressive for so long.
I haven't gotten to the end yet, other than like the cursory listen I went through, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Right.
But I want to see how bad it was at the end. I'm curious.
Hey, some episodes, my brain just gets ahead of itself, and it's like, that was terrible. And I listen back a week later, and I was like, that was hilarious. And I should take jokes better. Also, I shouldn't drink tequila for 3 hours and then talk about stuff.
Which means you just shouldn't. We shouldn't hang out, I think is what you're suggesting.
Well, maybe we shouldn't document the conversation.
No, I meant you and I specifically.
I strongly disagree with
that.
So
are we going to do start? The thing?
Oh, let's listen to who's impatient.
Who's impatient?
Talk to Kat.
We knew we brought you in for some reason.
Yeah.
Responsible
that's
adult.
Right.
We should start. I have Chipotle. I'm the adult of the group. For 2 hours.
Lauren, anything else you want to add to your intro here? Just college professor?
I don't know. A couple of goddamns.
Yeah.
I could put some fucking goddams in this motherfucker.
You were on the right podcast.
Yep. All right. In that case, has everybody got their wits together? Brains on?
Nope.
We're not hammered. This is a good start.
Not at all.
It's good. We're fucking progress, guys. Come on.
I'm a ball of anxiety.
We had to go to the principal's office, and now I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing.
Well, you and I just can't. Like, if you bring the booze, I'm going to drink the booze, and we're going to get drunk. Cause that's
why I was bringing the booze.
I know.
I don't know if you
and
know.
It's fun. It's
why just... did you become suddenly Southern?
Because he was talking directly to me.
Yeah, so like I got to make my inflection so he feels more comfortable with my criticism.
It does not
make
me remotely comfortable.
All right, ready?
It makes us all uncomfortable, actively.
That's why it's funny. Hey, yo. Welcome to Medicine for the Dead, episode 21. And oh,
no.
Man.
Still not funny.
No?
Still not funny.
That was pretty funny. I'm BJ.
That was a good curveball.
Dr. Cat.
Oh, I'm Matt. All right. That's it for this week. Hopefully you enjoyed that candid view of our little show. In the absence of my good friend Christian, I'll have to do the honors. Good night, motherfuckers.
Hello, dear listener. Don't forget to rate and review the show on your podcast platform of choice. It really does help people find the show. And of course, please follow us on all the social medias. Handle @MedForDeadPod on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell a stranger. They'll know what you're talking about. We love reading all your comments and questions, so please keep them coming. Thanks for listening.